proclaimed the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Ochman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We have been looking at the heroes of faith as listed in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. While the author of that epistle mentioned a number of individuals, he concluded his work by talking about various deeds of faith. Meritorious deeds that specific individuals were enabled to perform because of their faith in God. Over the course of this program and the two programs following, we will look at the faith of those who benefited from such accomplishments. We'll also consider the sufferings that many of God's people embraced by faith. Through faith, some individuals subdued kingdoms. David serves as an excellent example of this. He fought and defeated the Edomites, putting garrisons in Edom, according to 2 Samuel chapter 8. David also besieged the Ammonites, defeating them, capturing their capital city, Rabbah, as recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 12. Other Israelite monarchs also allowed their faith to give them triumphs. King Jehoshaphat of Judah, for instance, defeated a confederacy of nations, led by Ammon and Moab. He defeated these nations, as recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Then we read that through faith, some people wrought righteousness. According to 2 Chronicles chapter 30, King Hezekiah of Judah did this by sending letters to the inhabitants of Israel and Judah, inviting these Jews to keep the Passover feast, and thus fulfilling a requirement of the Mosaic Law. After Hezekiah, we read that King Josiah of Judah, quote, took away all the abominations out of all the countries that pertained to the children of Israel, and made all that were present in Israel to serve, even to serve the Lord their God, unquote. After the exile to Babylon, Ezra led a religious revival among the returning Jews. A revival that resulted in many of these men putting away their pagan wives. Through faith, some people obtained promises. When God invited Solomon to ask him for a gift, according to the first chapter of 2 Chronicles, Solomon specifically asked God for wisdom and for knowledge to judge his people. God granted Solomon's request. Through faith, some people shut the mouths of lions. In the book of Judges, in the 15th chapter, the writer of that book penned these words about Samson. When Samson confronted a lion, the writer noted that, quote, the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid, and he had nothing in his hand. In other words, Samson literally defeated a lion barehanded, because the Spirit of God empowered him to do so. Moreover, according to 1 Samuel chapter 17, God enabled David to kill a lion during that interval when the future king was shepherding his father's flocks. Perhaps the most noteworthy example of shutting lions' mouths occurred in the book of Daniel. On that occasion, the king, Darius, had Daniel thrown into a den of lions for violating a decree. When that monarch checked on Daniel's welfare the next morning, according to the account contained in Daniel chapter 6, when Darius checked on Daniel's welfare, that prophet attested, quote, my God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths that they have not hurt me, unquote. By means of his faith, God gave Daniel triumph over a den of hungry lions. This is Mark Ochman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.